during the Advent season, we are reminded of Isaiah's words of calling Jesus Wonderful Counselor, Mighty King, Prince of Peace, Lord of Hosts. Names that we have come to associate with Christ, reminding us of the various ways Jesus can speak into our daily lives. As we read the Gospel of John, these words just kind of flow over us and bring us to a different way of thinking about Jesus. So I want to draw your attention to some of the names that might be attributed to Jesus just from this passage alone. Word. Life. Light. Son of God. Do we often think of Jesus in these ways? Word, life, light. Kind of a different way of thinking about Jesus. Because these are the very things that we need to sustain ourselves. Light in the darkness. True life that comes through the gift of salvation through Christ, offered through grace and mercy of God. The fact that Jesus came in flesh, incarnate, and lived among the people revealed a life in God far greater, very different than what would have been captured in the scriptures. That Jesus, in flesh incarnate, became one of us to redeem us. Which means that life in Jesus, Jesus' life, appropriates everything, every facet, every way of being of our life. So when we experience joy, Jesus knows what joy is. When we experience anger, Jesus experiences the anger. When we are in despair, Jesus experiences the despair. But Jesus offers a word. Peace. That Jesus, as the word, speaks word into our lives. But I'm also challenged by today's text. That it's one thing to know this Jesus by Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty King, Lord of Hosts, Word, Life, Light. And if we keep that understanding of who Jesus is to ourselves, then we are not living into why Jesus came. Because very clearly it tells us about John, who was not the light, but was a witness to the light. We too are to be like John as witnesses of the light. Witnesses of life offered through Christ. Witnesses that the Word of God fundamentally shifts and changes who we are. So standing here on Christmas Day in the light of a new day, we come to receive that light so that as we leave this place, Christ's light may radiate through us and into the world so that others too may come to know the truth of the light, the truth of life, the truth of the Word, Christ Jesus. So fill yourselves up today. Be filled with the Spirit that you may shine radiantly and brightly, not for your own purpose, but for the greater purposes of God. For the very purpose of why Christ came into the world, to offer us all the gift of salvation through grace and God's mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son.